Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 1st, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Auto One Group appoints Christian Wallentin as Chief Financial Officer. Auto One Group announces the appointment of Christian Wallentin as the new Chief Financial Officer, effective January 1, 2026. Wallentin, with over 20 years of experience in banking and finance, will succeed Marcus Boser, who steps down after a decade in the role. Wallentin joins the management board after a transition period starting October 1, 2025. Hakan Koç, chairman of the supervisory board, welcomes Wallentin's expertise and leadership. CEO Christian Berterman looks forward to Wallentin's contributions, especially in financing. Wallentin expresses excitement for the opportunity to unlock growth in Europe's used car market. Boser, reflecting on his time at Auto One Group, thanks colleagues and partners for their collaboration. Prior to his new role, Wallentin held senior positions at Nordea and Hoist Finance. Auto One Group, founded in 2012, is Europe's leading digital automotive platform for buying, selling, and financing used cars, operating in over 30 countries. Three ASX stocks to break out in October. Buy now. In October 2025, Wealth Within highlights three ASX stocks with breakout potential. Bravura Solutions, BVS, sees a new CEO, Colin Greenhill, leading to market optimism. Alumina Alcoa Corp. AAI shows strong volume and potential for rapid expansion. Rio Tinto signals its first major breakout in over 5 years. Wealth Within offers education on trading these opportunities safely and profitably. Beginners can start with a short course in share trading, while experienced traders can explore advanced strategies. Take advantage of breakout opportunities with Wealth Within's structured approach to trading. Investor news breaks. IBN portfolio strengthened by Ignition X for precision portfolio exposure. IBN Investor Brand Network, dynamic brand portfolio, consisting of over 65 investor-focused brands, now benefits from Ignition X for precision portfolio exposure. This strategic partnership expands portfolio visibility by placing client content programmatically within high-value investor segments on platforms like Google, Meta, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Clients can leverage the brand network for organic recognition while using Ignition X for targeted paid placements, resulting in deeper engagement within investor communities. IBN has a collective audience of millions across social media and offers tailored corporate communication solutions. Ignition X is a data-driven marketing solution that integrates programmatic advertising with advanced analytics to reach the right investor audiences at the right time and on the right platforms. InvestorWire, a specialized communications platform within IBN, offers wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies, providing broad reach and tailored corporate communication solutions. Investor news breaks: Big Tree Cloud Holdings Limited, NAG DSY, NADIF DS, prices 5 million registered direct offering. Big Tree Cloud Holdings Limited, DSY DFW, has priced a $5 million registered direct offering, entering into a definitive agreement with an institutional investor for 8,064,516.62 per share. The offering, led by Aegis Capital Corp., is expected to close around September 30, 2025, with proceeds going towards general corporate purposes and working capital. Big Tree Cloud, founded in 2020, focuses on industrial integration and strategic investment in China's personal care industry, emphasizing research, innovation, and supply chain efficiency. For more information, visit ht.bigtreecloud.net/. Biomed news breaks. Sylogenix X closes $7.5 million public offering to extend cash runway through 2026. Sylogenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, has closed a $7.5 million public offering to extend its cash runway through 2026. The offering included 5,555,560 shares of common stock and warrants at $1.35 per share. Proceeds will fund R&D, commercialization, and general corporate purposes. Existing and institutional healthcare investors participated in the financing, which also amended prior warrants to a 1.35-cent exercise price. Sylogenix focuses on developing treatments for rare diseases with unmet medical needs. Their specialized biotherapeutics segment is working on potential commercialization of Hybrite TM for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The company's public health solutions segment includes development programs for vaccines targeting filoviruses and COVID-19. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/sngx. Investor news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc., OTCQB LFLRF, FSIF3WK0, begins trading on TradeGate Exchange in Berlin. LaFleur Minerals Inc., listed on the TradeGate Exchange in Berlin, Germany, expanding its global shareholder base and access to European capital markets as it progresses to a fully integrated gold producer at its Beacon Gold Mill in the Abitibi Gold Belt. The listing does not involve new shares or dilution, providing broader visibility, liquidity, and connectivity with international investors. LaFleur Minerals is focused on developing district-scale gold projects in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val d'Or, Quebec, with a mission to advance mining projects at the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill, offering significant long-term value potential. The Swanson Gold Project, covering approximately 18,304 hectares, includes prospects rich in gold and critical metals, easily accessible by road to nearby gold mills, enhancing development potential.
Grasberg disaster underscores how fragile the supply chain of copper is. The recent Grasberg mine disaster in Indonesia, owned by Freeport-McMoRan, highlights the fragility of the copper supply chain. With two workers dead and five missing, operations are suspended until 2027. This incident is one of three disasters this year, including a flooded mine in the DRC and a collapsed tunnel in Chile. Such incidents disrupt global output forecasts and drive up prices. The Grasberg disaster caused copper prices to soar to $10,485 a ton, creating a 400,000-ton supply deficit for next year. As exploration companies like Tor Metals Inc. CFET advance, they aim to mitigate the impact of such shocks on the supply chain.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.